Good day, fellow dealmakers. We got 7 minutes on the clock to understand crowdfunding with Mr. Jeffrey Fuzzy Wenzel. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, Josh. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. It was great. Great to connect.
Yeah. All right. So help us understand crowdfunding, the different types, and maybe some stigmas about crowdfunding for the startups out there.
Yeah, we'll get right into it. So really, there's kind of three major verticals in crowdfunding. You have your GoFundMes of the world. Think about like somebody wants their medical bills paid or something bad happened and you put up a page and friends and family kind of donate to that. It's just a complete donation. Here's $100. Go do that thing. There's no strings attached. Second vertical that you can get in is what we think about like Kickstarters or Indiegogos. We refer to these as reward-based crowdfunding. Typically, those are going to be, I'm pre-ordering a widget. I've got a brand new AirPod case thing and I want to pre-order that. I'm going to put up a campaign page, try to get people to come in and put $100 in. But the expectation there is I'm going to get the thing 6 months from now, a year from now. The third vertical is equity crowdfunding, and this is where I play mostly. Equity crowdfunding is I'm going to go after my crowd and see if they want to buy shares into my company. And there may be a perk hidden in there, a t-shirt or a hat, but really it's you have a valuation, you're selling out X amount of shares, and I am going to invest into that company, $100, $500, $1,000. So it really does open the playing field for almost anybody to come in and invest. So those are the three biggest verticals that you have in the crowdfunding space as of right now.
Yeah, got it. So within equity crowdfunding, there's a few different tiers within equity crowdfunding. Right. Kind of walk us through the different, I'm sure everybody's heard Reg A, Reg D, Reg sure. This, Reg that. Yep. Help us explain.
Yeah, so I mostly play in what we describe as Reg CF. So this is raising from $1,000 up to $5 million. And there's going to be that's the biggest exemption that most people are working with. Then you're going to have Reg Ds, probably the most common that has been around the longest. And that's going to be grandma can give you a check technically, or I could get a check from you, Josh. And that's going to go through that Reg D portion or a 506 D at that point. Or you can look at a Reg A. And now that's where you're going to be trying to raise a lot more money. You're trying to raise somewhere 25 million, 50 million. And I think the ceiling right now, they just moved it up to about 75 million. So again, that's going to be for a much more established company. You're going to be looking at probably doing more of a Reg A. But for most startups, Reg CF and a Reg D are probably your first two options to get that first round of funding in.
Yeah. Now I've when interviewing venture capitalists and angel investors and such, there's been a lot of controversy around, or maybe conversations around, hey, we're not going to invest in this, or we will invest in this because of crowdfunding. Like what should a startup consider from the viewpoint of the investor later on?
Sure. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So a big conversation is always keeping your cap table clean. Just how many line items is on that cap table? A lot of times VCs, when they're coming on board, they don't want to see your cap table with 5,000 investors on it all giving you $100, right? That's going to probably be like a, whoa, 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 what am I getting into, right? Or how do I unwind this cap table to even invest in it? There's also some stigma, very similar to what happened in the early days of Kickstarter, where people were like, you never put your Kickstarter out and show people your thing. You make it and then you sell it, right? So there was always a lot of conversations around what if somebody steals it? A lot of those stigmas are starting to be shed because now we're looking at it, and I help out at a VC firm here in Michigan, is actually go prove it a little bit, like actually go get some data behind you, go risk other people's money and then come to me with a win. So because of that, I now, when I'm working with a startup, I'm mostly focusing on how can we make sure that if we're going to do crowdfunding, it is a win, not, hey, we want to raise $5 million. We only raised $200,000. And now it looks like a failure. And it looks like a failure to a VC. It looks like a failure to almost everybody, as opposed to having realistic goals and saying, hey, we want to raise $250,000 right now. We're pre-seed. We're very early. We don't have a lot of data. And then take that win to the VC and go, look what we are. Now, on the flip side of that, you want to make sure your cap table is still clean. So that's going to be maybe you do more of a SAFE or an SPV or something along those lines, where a crowdfunding campaign is only one line item on your cap table. So a VC would come in and go, oh, okay, this line item equaled $500,000 or $400,000, not the end of the world at that stage. So yeah, I think you're going to see more and more VCs wanting this because it is proving out so much data. Do you have your marketing message put together? Can your CEO get on camera and talk, right? You learn all of these things way before you get that bigger check. And now all of a sudden you're like, oh, we made a bad investment. This is like, this company can't get their messaging out there. So I think you're going to see more and more people go to crowdfunding before VCs really get to the table with bigger checks.
Yeah, really interesting. So when it comes to keeping the cap table clean, you know, there's a few things. Is one, you don't want to see 15,000 investors at, you know, $25, $100 or something like that. That's a lot of work and that's a lot of people to deal with. Yes. What is a way that you can work through that? So someone who's going to, you know, go raise money from their, you know, friends, family, and maybe alumni, what's a way to do that?
Yeah, so simplest way right now is probably to structure an SPV, which is referred to as a special purpose vehicle. And what that means is that you would have a lead investor who represents the group of investors, whether that's two investors or a million investors, that lead investor represents everybody. And now there's different rules around how you can solicit and all that sort of stuff and who that lead investor needs to be. But that typically becomes kind of the most cleanest way. After that, you know, there are transfer agents out there that deal with this, right? So every start engine campaign is going to have a bunch of line items on your cap table. I'm finding more and more that the bigger thing is, can you keep that cap table clean, meaning you actually know what's on it, you know where the shares are, you can access those investors if you need to do something. That to me is actually more important than the volume of people. That's when it becomes a mess, when you don't have the email addresses, you don't know how to contact them, you don't even know what they really bought into or what valuation. That's when you've got a real big mess on your hands.
Yeah, very cool. So for people out there, whether investor or startup, looking to learn more about crowdfunding and maybe connect with you and do a deal, what's the best way for them to do so?
Yeah, easiest thing is if you literally Google Fuzzy Wenzel, I'm on TikTok, LinkedIn, Instagram, I'm everywhere. That will get you into our website, preipohype.com. And from there, you can listen to my podcast as well. You can listen to read our blogs. We've got more and more content all around education. You can also jump into our community and just learn all about this sort of stuff. This is what I do day in and day out.
Cool, guys. I hope you guys are enjoying these 7-minute chats about deals. If you have a deal that you'd like to talk about, head on over to thedealscout.com. As always, reach out to our guests, say thanks for being on the show, and find a way to do a deal with them. Till then, we'll talk to you all on the next episode.